Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
That's right. That's right. Well, we asked today on the birdhouse, hello to everyone.
You look so different.
You really do.
I know.
I was like, who is this corporate guy coming in here?
I know. I know. Who's this suit?
Is this Mary Berner's, like, bodyguard person?
Like, blood boy?
Who is this guy?
And here he is, short-haired snake.
Made it.
Yeah. So I reached out to the ladies today.
And hey, ladies.
I kind of would like to do it like once a month.
Yeah, of course.
Have the birdhouse be lady dominated.
Okay.
And we got a few, but not enough. Not enough to make me happy from the lady standpoint. Melly, who we all love.
Oh, yes.
She asked, what's the largest mammal you think you could knock out with a single punch?
A human.
Like, would it be a large dog?
Can't knock anyone out with one single punch.
You don't think so?
No. If they didn't even
a goat?
Didn't expect it. No, I'd hit a goat and he'd go, man, he'd get no, up
I don't,
and
I don't know if
attack
you could,
me.
Like, it'd be hard to knock out an actual animal. That's why I said human. Because you could knock out a human with one punch.
Yeah, you got to leave the human out of it.
Okay.
Because we all think that we probably could knock out a... You could knock a human out. You could punch...
Like an 8-year-old kid in the face would get knocked
you
out.
You think that you could not, if Matt Birmingham was standing there, not ready for your punch...
I wouldn't knock him out. I mean, he might fall, but I wouldn't knock him out.
You could.
Right on the chin?
Dude.
I don't know.
You have no idea how strong your fist is.
I think like a house cat, if you punched it right, you could knock it out.
No, you wouldn't knock a cat out.
They
yes,
have small
you could.
Head.
Okay.
Their head, they have a tiny brain inside of a tiny skull.
And as soon they slap box you like a
I don't think man I think
you'd injure him. He'll fall down and all backwards and be all crazy, but you wouldn't just he's not with birds circling
so
around.
So you think
his head.
You'd have to be like a boxer or an MMA fighter to knock
disagree.
Someone out? I saw someone get knocked out in college one time, like non-drunk. Two guys squared off with one another. They were probably both 22 years old. One punch.
Yeah.
This guy right to the chin.
Yeah.
And the guy dropped like a stone and was out cold.
Yeah, and you'd probably have to hit him in the right place.
Exactly.
Right. At the right time.
So what I'm saying is...
We don't know that.
Yeah, but our fist is big as a cat head.
Like Travis? Travis is a small, tiny man.
Our Travis?
What the heck?
I was just
over here
about?
Trying to find a video of a cat getting knocked out.
No, that's you guys are way overestimating.
I disagree.
What you have and how
strong
you think you are.
You could knock out a sloth. You might be able to knock out like a panda.
A panda?
Yeah. I mean, like a small bear. Idiot. I don't know how hard their skulls are.
Like a koala bear.
Yeah, you could punch that thing in the
face.
Or if you're allowed to kick it, you could kick it in the face and it'd probably rip its head off.
Yeah.
Whatever. I guarantee you
you
could
guys,
knock out a house cat.
You'll swat a fly and he'll get up and fly off laughing at you, giving you the bird.
P1 Kelly asks, I want to hear from each of you. What do you do to keep in touch with your feminine side? All men who are married or in a relationship have a feminine side. An example would be forcing yourself to watch Vanderpump Rules. She says like Bob does. Bob does not watch Vanderpump Rules. That's Dave. Dave does. He's in touch with his feminine side.
Yay.
Dave is definitely in touch with his feminine side. I will give Dave Lane all the credit in the world for being in touch with his feminine side. What do I do?
I used to weekly watch Sex in the City when it was on.
Okay. That works.
That was the date night. We don't watch a lot of television together, the wife and myself.
Yeah.
And that was one appointment television for us every single week. So I felt like that was keeping me in touch with my feminine side.
What about listening to female-driven music?
Like Taylor Swift, would that count?
Yeah.
Because I'm totally in with that, so.
Yeah.
Almost
we've gone to a couple of...
Jay?
A couple of T-Swift concerts. We saw the Eras Tour. That was a big deal.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Your ladies way into that?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
I'm going to put you in timeout, Jay.
Yeah, we had nice tickets. That was the most I ever paid to go see a concert. But you know what? It was for her, so there's feminine.
Five bills?
Five
not,
bills?
Not five, no.
What's five bills?
$10,000? God.
Wait, five bills is
like five
ten
digits?
Grand? Oh, I would say like $500.
Oh, it's more than that.
Okay.
It's more than that, yeah. But it wasn't $10,000.
Okay, so I know you guys are going to do the story here during news about the iron lung guy. But just to give it a tease, there's a guy in Dallas that just passed away. He was in an iron lung, which is exactly what you think of. It's a giant machine that you're into neck to toe,
right?
It looks like, that allows you to breathe and live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Would you take that life or have one arm and one leg cut off?
That second one. They're living, you are in the iron lung forever.
Thanks,
lung brush. It breathes, it makes you breathe because you can't breathe for yourself. You're basically a quadriplegic. Your head can do anything, and you're inside of an iron tunnel. I would much rather have one arm and one leg than be in an iron lung because you can still hop around and do things to people with people.
I just need my right arm. Can I choose the arm?
No. Damn. Matter of fact, I'm getting rid of the left. I mean the right.
I was about to say, that's what I want.
I'm getting rid of that.
The right arm?
Yeah.
I'm ambidextrous, so I'd be good.
Are there prosthetic arms? Like, you saw one in, like, The Fugitive, you know?
Like, if it has the grabber at the end?
Like, right. The hook?
But are there, like, leg prosthetics are awesome these days. You see guys running a marathon.
The
I see guys
and all
skiing.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's badass what they have with leg technology. Has arm technology caught up with leg technology, though?
Yeah, I think that you can get one attached that kind of will
move
and have grip strength
and
do all that.
No, we're not. I'm just saying.
Sure? It feels like I am.
I'm asking a legitimate question. I'm wondering if prosthetic leg technology...
Hey, man.
No, it's not.
Is arm technology caught up with leg technology?
Look at our girl over there telling us how wet it's going to be.
Oh, no, will you stop it?
What? It's going to be wet this weekend. Oh. A little washout. Look out.
Yeah, it is.
You like her?
I mean,
you commented on it earlier.
What are you saying? Her presence on television is...
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you can get, it's called the Luke arm, and it's an advanced prosthesis.
Luke, like Skywalker?
L-U-K-E, yes. And it's a commercially available prosthesis. I'm saying that word weird. With a powered shoulder that has 10 powered joints. So, like, you could reach over your head if you were amputated there, and it'll move.
Like,
and
scratch your head.
Yeah, the fingers move, and you can grip and things of that nature.
Now, I feel I can knock someone out with that.
No leg. You had a fake leg.
With a Skywalker arm?
Yeah, with the Luke arm.
You're thinking bionic.
But what about the Matthew and the Mark arm?
I mean, I don't really want New Testament jokes on the Birdhouse. I'm not going to lie.
Bob sits in the seat, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah.
The spirit went right up your anus, right out of your mouth.
The anus?
The spirit of Bible Bob.
God. All right, from Eric.
Arms around me.
He's not a female, but he has a female question. Out of all the females that play professional sports, which female has been the one you've enjoyed watching the most? So I think we should be allowed to say Caitlin Clark, too, in this, because she's fun.
She is fun, but even basketball, I haven't enjoyed watching her more than I loved watching Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah, she
Cheryl Swoops
badass.
Was awesome, man. She was incredible.
I would say for me, like Amanda Beard or Katie Ledecky.
Wait.
Swimming.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, as tennis guy, I would go with Serena for sure.
That makes sense.
I
mean,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And I'm not a huge fan of women's tennis, but there are a number of them that I would sit down and watch.
Anna Kournikova.
Right. And there's a lot of hot ones too. But I'm telling you, man.
Chris Evert.
I have teetered with Caitlin Clark, who is going to get drafted by whatever.
Indiana.
So they're coming to Dallas.
The FIBA.
In the summer. I could be persuaded to go watch her play basketball, and I'm telling you, I didn't even, like, think about going to see Cheryl Swoops play live. I probably should have, but I didn't. I think I would consider seeing a chick that shoots from half court.
Yeah. I think once she gets to Dallas, I think everywhere she goes, especially early on, it's going to be probably the most packed house that they've had.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't know if it's going to translate, because we had the story about... some of the networks may be offering Caitlin Clark an NIL deal to stay in school.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, attracts all the eyeballs. And I don't think it's going to translate to the WNBA as far as television watching, eyeballs on the product. But I think it may translate to butts and seats.
I think so too. And I think that Indiana team that she plays for, the Indiana
Fever.
I knew that. That they're going to sell out every game. There's going to be enough people, and especially younger girls.
Yeah.
That want to go see her play, that is going to, I don't know what kind of arena they play in. Surely they don't play where the Pacers play.
That's a great.
They play where the Hoosiers play.
I don't know if they will sell out all of their games.
Well, I mean,
I bet they do.
If they have a place like the Wings play, which is UTA, that's 5,000 seats.
Okay, maybe so.
And Indiana is a basketball hotbed.
They play at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
That is where the Pacers play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dumb, man. They need their own place.
18,000 capacity.
They should play at Butler, where Butler plays.
Yeah, they should play somewhere cool, like an old barn, like out in from the movie Hoosiers.
By the way, we just watched that with a family.
Doesn't hold up?
Yeah.
The dude who was supposed to be like a badass, I never bought that he was that
Jimmy Chitwood?
Yeah.
And the fact that it was supposed to be in 1951, and you never saw a black person... The entire movie, they didn't play one team that had a black kid until the final, the state championship. And my question was Indiana basketball in school integrated in 1951?
I would doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It wasn't Soul Man?
No, it wasn't Soul Man.
from Harvard?
From Shayna. Woman, if you became a woman for a day.
Oh, no.
All lady parts included.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What do you think
now,
we would do?
Hang on. Let's eliminate that.
Go to the produce section.
Let's eliminate that.
Okay.
How?
I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd walk by a construction crew to see if I would get whistled at.
Yeah, you're a good-looking lady. Yeah,
we're eliminating everything sexual.
Yeah, because, okay, would you have sex?
Yes. Of course I would.
Would you just
automatically? You know how much you might be able to learn from that? I'd plow through like 10 dudes in one day.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
And then you go back to your body, man, I learned so much.
You're gay.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of females that's just saying that.
No. Are we having our brain in it?
They're not you. They're not guys. They don't want to do that all the time.
They really don't. No.
I don't know.
I don't know what I would do, but I would do something very dainty.
I think I'd go. And this is going to sound weird. And
I don't know.
I don't mean it this way.
I think
I'd go shopping and like try on.
Yeah.
Like all the different skirts and all this other stuff and kind
like
of
they
side
like to
look
shop.
And all that.
I don't like to shop, but maybe I would like that as a woman and try on fun clothes and things like that.
And go enjoy a musical.
And maybe have a, you know what? How about go and have wine for lunch? Like women like to do.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
And then when I'm driving, I'll go hit a couple of parked cars and run over a couple of curbs, you know, stuff like that.
Make a mistake and not claim any responsibility for it whatsoever. No accountability at all.
Send nudes without my face.
Okay, again.
Okay, you're right.
Stop.
Or you know what? Maybe go to the doctor.
Why? For what?
And just see, just live one day.
The doctor?
Just one day.
You guys want to do all the non-fun things.
Well, you want to
okay,
you want to go to the produce section.
Yeah, you wanna,
Matt's at Kroger at 6 a.m.
And then you want to walk by 10 random dudes and just say, hey, come here.
He learned. And he checks out and they're like, you hear the manager on the loudspeaker.
We're out of cucumbers in the produce section. And rutabagas.
What?
And eggplant.
Yeah. It's all gone.
Okay.
And pork roast.
What I would do.
You've got to go.
Oh, okay.
I would dress up really hot and get a guy to take me out to dinner and then just leave at the end. How about that?
That's good.
Yeah, to
have
not
pay a ton of money.
Yeah, not pay.
You order the best dessert.
Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Corby. We appreciate it. It is lunchtime with the invasion. We will start out lunchtime with the ranch report talking about those Cowboys. It's Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, 10-1 here, ticket.